This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. We discovered it a couple of months ago. They trade on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol AMY. They also trade on the OTC market and here in the States, ticker symbol AMYZF. We're talking no other than American Magnesium. And with us today is the CEO and president of that company, Larry Ray. Larry, welcome to the show.
Well, I was glad to talk about our program.
You guys are a diversified specialty critical metal company. You focus on different patent intellectual properties, but bring us up to speed what your company is all about and what you guys are doing.
Okay, our major focus right now is on recycling lithium-ion batteries, especially in the EV car industry. And everybody's been working at that, a lot of people, including Tesla, and the Chinese and everybody else, but nobody has made that breakthrough that we have, and that is a breakthrough where we can actually hydrometallurgically get out 100%, and that's under optimum conditions, of course, 100% of the cathode materials in a lithium-ion battery. Like, for example, cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. And that process was developed from another process we had for treating very low-grade deposits of manganese in Arizona. And it took 2.5 to 3 years to break that puzzle, something that the U.S. Bureau of Mines had spent decades trying to do, and millions of dollars, but were never able to bring an economic process forward. But we did. We brought in a process that competes with China, which is saying something on the price of the cost of the process itself. And we actually did a total pre-feasibility study on that. We had the process vetted by Tetra Tech, one of the biggest engineering firms in mining, in the world. And they completed the pre-feasibility study whereby the price of the metal was dropping as fast as Tetra Tech could go to produce the pre-fees. That all said and done, by the time the pre-fees was ready, the price had dropped significantly, 50% or 60%, and it was too long a payback to even consider going into production. So that project went on the shelf, and what developed out of that was and Cometco were looking at chemistries for cobalt. They realized that, hey, this should work for the AMI process for manganese should work with some changes, and we should do a proof of concept. So in 2016, we did a proof of concept, and we got great results. And since then, we've refined it. We've done thousands of tests, and now we're building a pilot plant, and we're looking at filing a couple more patents for IPs. So, you know, it's been a great experience.
Well, let's talk about that pilot plant for a second. I heard that you guys are processing about 3 tons a day. Where are we at in the process of like that, and when do you think that some of that might fall on the balance sheet?
Well, that'd be a couple of years out before it goes on the balance sheet. But the pilot plant itself is not 3 tons a day. It's only going to be about a kilogram an hour of material. And what the pilot plant does is it duplicates a larger scale plant. And what you try to do is you try to, find any bugs. Make sure you can do it on a continuous basis. And it's a tedious, expensive process, but it has to be done because you don't want to build a plant and find out you got all kinds of bottlenecks in it, and people don't like that, and it's hard to finance something like that. So the pilot plant is first, and then we're looking at a 3-ton-a-day commercial demonstration plant, which will produce somewhere between $20 and $50 million worth of product, depending on the chemistries. But you know, I'm looking at saying, why don't we just say $25 or $30 million of product a year, and that's out of a 3-ton-a-day plant. So if you just do the math on that and say, well, what would a 30-ton-a-day plant do? Well, it would do 10 times that, so it would be a $250 million a year, and that's not a very large plant.
And when is that going to come to fruition?
We expect that it'll be at least 2 years before that is
okay.
That comes to fruition.
I was looking at some of your things there, your press releases, and yesterday you guys put out a very unique press release saying that you guys received Canadian a patent for extraction process. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, we already had existing patents that we'd filed for in 2011, and that's when we filed for the Canadian patent too. So that is on the processing and the unique process and hydrometallurgical process that we use for getting the low-grade materials through a system that at the end of the day is a comparable cost to China. And so we already have patents in the U.S., China, and South Africa. Now we've got it in Canada. So we've got 4 patents on that project. We do have a patent pending on the process that we're doing for recycling. That process has been published a couple of weeks ago. And so that's moving through the chute very nicely. As a matter of fact, it's moving faster than the original process for manganese went. So I'm very optimistic that we should have that within, hopefully within a year, the patent, the full patent. Then we'll apply for patents in other jurisdictions. But right now, and we're working on, with the pilot plant, we're also working on 2 additional IPs, which I hope would be filed in the next few weeks.
My guest today is Larry Ray. He is the president and CEO of American Manganese Inc. They trade on the TSX Venture up there in Canada under the ticker symbol AMY. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AMYZF. What countries are interested in your technologies?
Well, that's very interesting. We're getting the major amount of interest out of Asia. We're talking to some pretty significant companies out there that are interested in our process and doing due diligence on it. And, you know, we've even had the remarks come back to us that, you know, they'd looked all over China for a recycling solution, and ours was the most sophisticated. So, you know, that's a big feather in our cap. But China, Japan, South Korea, and something, you know, other smaller countries like, or I shouldn't say smaller, but like Indonesia. So, you know, we have that interest. Certainly the first 3 countries I mentioned have the greatest interest. We do are now starting to get interest out of Europe and the U.S. on our patents. And but, you know, the patent is really... What it does is it cleans up a problem that the EV cars have. They want to be socially conscious. They want to have a cradle-to-grave solution for their electric cars. They want to show that they're responsible and then concerned about the environment. But if they can't do, if they have to burn the batteries at the end of the day, and that's what everybody does, you're only getting a percentage of the cobalt back, and the rest of it goes into slag, and that's certainly not a solution. So ours is a full solution, and they're beginning to recognize that. China has already passed legislation where the responsibility for recycling batteries is on the actually on the EV cars themselves. And, you know, so we have that answer, and... you know, the other answer to that is, wow, we could bring a lot of cobalt onto the market. You know, there's a lot of cobalt, especially in the earlier batteries and the ones being made today. And all that cobalt, you know, could be brought back in as battery material because we get a very high purity powder out of that. So that's where the thrust of that is.
My guest today has been Larry Ray. He is the CEO and president of American Manganese. Larry, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Well, I would just like to tell them that this is a solution for looking after the batteries themselves and for bringing other materials that you don't have to mine back onto the market. And that is a tremendous solution. We're probably the only ones out there talking about it on a regular basis on recycling. And there are other companies out there that are looking or working at recycling solutions. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, from my feedback, we are the most advanced, and we think that, you know, the world should be socially conscious of what happens to the batteries at the end of the day. And if you don't have to depend on mining, maybe within a few years you could have 30% of your mined material coming back through your batteries. So that's a big plus. This is all, it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Your stock price is at 16.4 cents, seems to be very undervalued. If I was listening to this interview, why should I go out and buy your stock?
Well, if you follow the EV car story as it's going along right now, you'll see that they're talking about 125 million cars in 2030. That's EV cars. That's a tremendous amount of cars. That's a lot of batteries to take care of. You can see that this thing has the potential of being a huge business. And we're looking at, you know, trying to find a joint venture partner, and we're looking at licensing of the project at the end of the day.
You're going to maybe license your technology into other countries?
Yeah, in other countries and jurisdictions, specifically to battery manufacturers, license a plant, build it. There'd be a charge of a few $1 million up front, and then the royalties on that. That would be one of our business plans, probably the biggest one we're looking at. We're looking at building a plant. There's all kinds of battery manufacturers that, you know, that are not big enough to have their own plant to handle all that, and you know, the size is left up to your imagination, because 121 million cars being produced in 125 in 2030 means that in 2000 and towards the end of 2030 and into 2040, there's 125 million batteries that are spent. It's huge.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for coming on the show. You've been listening to Larry Ray. He's the CEO of American Manganese. Larry, thank you very much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Well, I'd appreciate doing that, and thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.